I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew Johns. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won the grand final.
He's got the ball. Jared Hayes.
What a hit.
Superstar, superhuman. Call him what you like. The speed of a bullet. He hits it. He's got it.
Another one of our clips from a rugby league week. This one is from 2015. So, of course, for a bit of context, later this season, the Brisbane Broncos would lose to the North Queensland Cowboys, that unbelievable grand final. Interesting here, of course, that grand final remembered for Jonathan Thurston's field goal, Kyle Felt's try, but unfortunately also remembered for Ben Hunt's drop ball off the kickoff. And this is an article from 2015 by Ben Hunt. Ben Hunt has been a much maligned halfback. I've always been a huge fan of him. I think he cops too much stick for the player he is. I think he's a tremendous footballer. I think he's a tremendous origin player. I think he's going to be a good leader at the Dragons in a really tough situation. And obviously, Ben Hunt, when he was in Brisbane, him and Anthony Milford, when they were on, they were unbelievable. When they were off, though, they were just criticised and targeted unbelievably. And, I mean, until 2020, when we saw how heavily targeted and criticised the Broncos were, which is fair enough. I mean, these two, this was unprecedented, the amount of stuff they copped. So this is an article from Ben Hunt. He wrote it in 2015. The title is Another Half Makes the Broncos Whole. I can admit that my combination with Anthony Milford was shaky to start with, but it's getting better with every game we play together. A lot of credit for that has to go to Milf. He's been improving his footy every week and has taken pressure off me. I was always excited about the chance to work with Anthony. Before we signed him, I'd never watched much of his football, but that changed when we officially got his signature. I went out of my way to watch his games, and the more I watched him play, the more excited I was. I knew I was going to have a great halves partner this season, and I was looking forward to working with a playmaker like Anthony who has so much natural ability. In past years, I've enjoyed being the main half, taking control of the team on both sides of the field. I'm still doing that, but Anthony has taken pressure off me a bit by picking up the load on one side. Milford can play a structured game with block plays, but he can also bring the game to life. He has the ability to play off the cuff and make something out of nothing. I could be thinking nothing is happening because there's defence all around him, but then he suddenly scores a try. Anthony has scored a couple of tries like that this year, and I'm finding myself in awe of the things he can do. At training, he'll pull out a play, and I'll think, how did he do that? Anthony has also been great for me as a footballer. There have been times where he's come to me and asked about plays. At first, it was strange because I've always been the younger player doing that, but Anthony wants to learn. He has maturity, and he shows that with the way he plays. I've learned things off Anthony too. He shows me how he likes to play, and I enjoy that insight. For example, we could be running a play to the right and he could be on the left, but suddenly he'll turn up on the right. That's something I've never had from a halves partner, so I really enjoy the variety that Anthony brings. The way Milford plays makes you think differently. He can turn up in places where you don't think other players can get to. He could be doing something as simple as turning the ball back on the inside, but in the process, he'll beat three or four defenders and then he's gone. That makes me change my game to take more plays to him during the match. I'm not surprised that Milford has silenced his critics. I've seen the way he trains and the effort he puts in. He wants to be one of the greats, and that's why he's always asking questions. Wayne Bennett also deserves credit. He's been extremely good for both of us. He's done a lot of work on structures and how we want to play. If we divert from that, he'll be on our case, pulling us aside after training and making us do extras. Wayne is firm, and Anthony and I are two of the players a coach should be the strongest on. I appreciate it. He's giving us tough love, but it's teaching us to win tough games. There have been times this year and in previous seasons when we haven't been able to get over the line in the tight contests, but Wayne is drilling into us our ability to close out games. Really good article there by Benny Hunt. Thoroughly enjoyed that one. You know, it's funny how their careers have unfolded. Obviously, they were being criticised at the start of 2015. Wayne Bennett was putting a lot of pressure on them, as Ben said then. And, you know, as it unfolded, they went all the way to the grand final. And I think it's something that people don't often talk about. I mean, Ben Hunt, Anthony Milford, they were 3 seconds away from being a set of premiership winning halves. I mean, if it wasn't for the most unbelievable play we've ever seen in rugby league history, followed by the most unbelievable period of golden point we've ever seen in NRL history, these two are premiership winners, and you've got to wonder how different their careers would be. I mean, everyone wants to call Ben Hunt a choker, and, you know, say whatever you will, but that Brisbane team, they don't get anywhere near this grand final without Ben Hunt. And I mean, it's funny, you know, Ben Hunt had a cracking grand final. He had a cracking season that year. And, you know, if Kyle Felt didn't score that try, if the Broncos managed to wrap up that ball on the very last play, how do we remember Ben Hunt? Is he a choker in big games all of a sudden? Or is he, you know, he's a premiership-winning halfback for the Brisbane Broncos, playing halfback, who's had an unbelievable season, you know. So much can change in rugby league in a split second. And I still to this day cannot believe the impact that Kyle Felt try has had on careers. It has, you know, derailed Ben Hunt's to some extent. You know, the Dragons contract then came along that was massive. You know, we're looking at Anthony Milford now, and we don't know what we're going to get out of him. I mean, if he already had a premiership under his belt and he had that confidence behind him, I think he's a different footballer. I think the Brisbane Broncos as a franchise are a different franchise. I don't believe they'd be where they are now if they won a premiership 4 or 5 years ago. I think the way that Wayne Bennett's career has unfolded would have been very different. I don't think he would have left the Broncos if they won that premiership that year. Then you got to look at South Sydney. How does that change South Sydney? I mean, you know, they're a team that can win a premiership right now. They're a team that could have won a premiership last year under Wayne Bennett. If he's not there, are they the team they are now? There's just so many moving parts that all come from this one split second of Kyle Felt scoring that try. I mean, if he doesn't score that try and Thurston retires without a premiership, where does that leave him as far as the immortal argument? I mean, a lot of people want to say he's an automatic immortal. If you take out that field goal and that premiership, I mean, Thurston retires with, what, a premiership in 2004 where he came off the bench because Steve Price was injured? I mean, he takes a massive dent in his legacy and his argument to be an immortal. So it's amazing at the end of this season that Ben Hunt and Anthony Milford, they do so well, and it's a split second that changes careers, it changes franchises, and it changes rugby league forever. Unbelievable stuff.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.